Hello, hello, hello. Ooh,
okay.
It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Make sure the audio is also.
Yeah, like, I saw a notification, so I think it is. Yeah, I accidentally muted myself for a second.
It also sounds a lot different. Before we like actually get started on like the episode, when I'm editing, I'm realizing when we talk over each other by accident, because I know we both do it by accident. It completely you can't understand either person. And you can't like silence one audio file because it's the same one. So we just have to like be more mindful of when we are talking because we're both bad at it. Like I always like,
I know,
interject. So we just have to keep that in mind when we're recording. Just FYI.
Good.
I noticed that. I had to cut out a lot of like sections. Because I talked out of my ass and I said stuff about work I didn't want on there. because we like talk over each other and then it just sounds like jumble.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'll do better about not interjecting, and I'll also do better about keeping it short and like not drawing things out so that you know when to come in and talk.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do the same thing, because I guess we just don't realize it when we're talking because we're both like, just like, we both have a lot to say. So,
well, it's easy when you're the person talking, if another person is talking, to also, at least for me, to pay attention to what they're saying, because you already know what's going to come out of your mouth, you know?
Right.
So you only have to pay attention to what's also coming out of their mouth. But if you're a third party listening to us, that would be difficult, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, just that's something I meant to bring up before we recorded, but.
Well, here we are, episode 27.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 27.
Yeah, we are talking about toxic positivity tonight.
Which I'm sure you could guess from our last episode and our listener question. I'm very excited about this topic. I don't have like a plan of what to say, but I guess we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I think that this is a topic that you and I have talked about individually a lot. And so it's not something we really needed to like prep for, because you and I have already had a lot of conversations together about it. So it's easy to just be like, this is what we think, you know?
Yeah, we do bring it up a lot. And a lot of it ties into like what we used to really be into. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of it is just really social media. I feel like social media has like grasped onto this like positivity movement, and they have turned it into something that like brings people a lot of audacity, and in turn it makes a very negative impact on some people.
Yeah. And it's also just a good way to identify your, in my opinion, your privilege in a situation. Like, it's to be able to be so positive is like oftentimes the either, it's like the result of privilege no matter what. It's either you're privileged and everything is worked out for you, you faced like some hardships, but for the most part, everything's worked out. And so this overwhelmingly positive vibe like checks out with how your life has gone. Mm-hmm. Or you were like susceptible to a group or a particular person or family member or whatever who made you believe that even though your circumstances were bad, your mindset could change that. So no matter what, it's like a result of privilege. It's just you either were victimized by a privileged group and made to believe that, or you yourself are privileged and just believe it.
Yeah. So let's read some of the answers for the topic for our listener recording question.
Sounds perfect.
Do you have it up or do you want me to get it?
Yeah, I have it. So we asked, what is, I had it and then my Instagram refresh. What's a piece of positive advice that you feel negatively impacted you? So we have a few answers. I'm going to talk about mine like last, because then we can kind of like segue. You can tell yours and then we can segue, okay, and I'll read everybody else's first. So Rose Caitlin Wilson said, in quotes, "They're just trying to help." And then in more quotes, "I don't think he meant it like that," in reference to someone that I know better and longer than this person. "I know what they're trying to do and it's not help." So like saying like another person is saying, "Oh, that person's just trying to help you," when you know that they're not helping you, you know? Mm-hmm. Which I definitely agree is like, I know more about the situation because I'm in it and I know that they're not trying to help me. So,
well, also when somebody says I'm just trying to help, or like they're just trying to help, it's kind of like gaslighting in a way, because yeah, it's like they have to feel like self-gratified, mm-hmm, in helping,
right?
And they're not helping. So,
well, and it's like, yeah, definitely self-gratifying, but also just like impact, or intent versus impact. Like you maybe didn't mean to hurt their feelings or cross their boundary, but you did. And you need to understand why you did so that you don't do it again, you know?
Yeah.
So Granola Child said, "It'll be better tomorrow/later. And she said, "I don't give a flying F about different times. That doesn't like, or that doesn't help the situation I'm in, and just reminds me of like how crappy the spot I'm in is right now," which like I
turn up.
Yeah, definitely understand that. Your sister-in-law,
Chelsea. Hi.
Love her so much. Love her. She said it could be worse. It always can be, but why would you put that on someone who is already struggling? Talk about giving zero compassion to someone who's having a hard time and putting added guilt and stress to someone, which, yeah, I definitely don't like the it could be worse thing, because it could also be better. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's, and I've been trying to get better at saying, not saying that, because I do say that. Yeah. And I'm realizing that what's better is saying, well, like the situation sucks. Like I understand how bad the situation is.
Yeah. And then, I think that we forget that like saying these things to ourselves is equivalent to saying them to somebody else. Because if we're of the belief that like it could be worse for me, even though we wouldn't say that to somebody else, that's going to rub off on the people around us, that like that's an appropriate attitude to have about themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I always like, I guess a kid also makes you kind of think about those things, because they are just like little mirrors, and you're like, I don't want my kid walking around thinking like, oh, it could be worse for me. You know?
Right. I mean, like I understand being thankful for like the situation that you're in. And like, that's like something that has to come from yourself, like not from somebody else telling you to be thankful for where you're at. That's mm-hmm. more of like a, I understand I'm privileged. I just really hate this situation. Like, it's like, I understand it could be worse, but like this situation fucking sucks. And right. I'm going to sulk for 2 days. I don't care.
Definitely. Okay. And then the last comment is mine. I said, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And like, while I do think perseverance and like trying again, if you want to, is a good thing, I think that at least in my life, this was used a lot to be like, get back up on the horse, like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And sometimes you just need to like, let it go. You know, you don't yeah. need to try again. You don't need to get back on the horse. You just need to be like, I'm wash my hands of this. I'm not good at it. I don't need to do it again. You know?
Right. And that's something I work with college students and like them trying to find their careers. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, if their internship doesn't go well, I have to tell them, you know? Right. And so then it's kind of like, I have to say, oh, well, maybe this isn't for you. Like, is there something else you're interested in that you would want to try? Because trying again, just because you were bad at it one time, doesn't mean the next time you do it, you're going to be better. what if you're even worse the next time because you're unhappy?
And like, what if you're good at it? Yeah, but you just don't like it.
You know? Like, what if you just are not good for whatever you're trying at? Sometimes it's better for you to quit things. Mm-hmm. Like, college is not for everybody, you know? Like, some people are way happier going to trade school or not even going to school and starting a business on their own. Like, you can learn so much with free information online.
Right. Anyway,
that's another tangent, but.
But yeah, so that was mine, was just like anything that falls under that umbrella of like, try again, no matter what, or, you know, the only way to fail is to quit or whatever. It's like, no, you can just fail.
We're like, when people are saying quitting is failing.
Yeah.
When it's not, like, what if quitting is the best thing you could do for yourself?
Right. You can just quit without failing, and you can also just fail without quitting. And all of those scenarios are like possibilities, and they're all part of the human experience. Like, I don't know why we have to think like some of our experiences are like inherently like ones that dock us or like grant us life points, you know, like we're playing a board game or something like that, where it's like, this happened to me, so I'm less valuable by this amount. It's like, no, you just did something wrong or weren't good at it or didn't like it or were unhappy or whatever. And you're doing something different. Like, it doesn't have to be this whole big thing, you know?
Yeah. And what if you just want to, like, I understand failing and learning from that. Mm-hmm. And switching your behavior or changing things you're doing because you failed or because you made a mistake. Like, learning from your mistakes is so different than like having to try over and over again until you feel like you've succeeded to your own definition.
Right. Yeah. And like, it's just a fact of life that, I mean, just like we were saying, it's not a possibility for every single person in the world to, like when we were talking about owning homes and stuff, we were saying it's not possible for everybody to like have their own farm and their own whatever. Like, they're just not, you know, it's just not possible. It's like, it's also not possible for everything to work out for everybody all the time. And in any scenario, like almost every time there's going to be a winner and a loser. Like, it's not, and it doesn't have to be like a harsh competitive thing, but I think it's important for us to like, I don't know, just learn how to have a better attitude about quitting and failing and not trying again, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I would say mine is no excuses. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter, like, do it without any excuses. Like, that's just an excuse. Oh, that's just an excuse. Mm-hmm. And I am guilty of actually preaching this on social media. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was in an MLM tied to physical fitness, eating healthy, and like, no excuses, like time is an excuse. And saying you're not in the mood or saying you're tired is an excuse. And like, I used to preach that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was negatively affecting me, because I would literally like be working 60 hours a week and would feel so guilty because I used time as an excuse to not work out for 30 minutes or even 20 minutes. And so that, like, over time, like, because I had that in my head for a long period of time, it really negatively affected me. And I still feel guilty when I like don't work out for 20 minutes a day. And yeah, like, even though I was dripping sweat cleaning my house, I did have a moment today where I was like, oh, but I didn't work out. And it's like, it doesn't fucking matter. I just worked out cleaning the house. Like, like, seriously sit there and like do squats and like push-ups or whatever. And we talked about that in another episode, but, and it can tie to anything else. Like, one day I want to write a book and I don't have time to do that right now. And so if somebody was telling me, oh, well, no excuses, like follow your dreams, no excuses, it would make me feel guilty for not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like to the same accord, like when we're talking about the no excuses thing, the MLM that I was in was like health and wellness, but wasn't like a workout one. And so I wouldn't feel the same like guilt about working out, but I would feel the same guilt about like, if my paycheck wasn't what I wanted it to be, or if I didn't hit like my goals for that month, I would be like, well, what got in my way? What, which is healthy to some extent and was healthy for me at a time. But then it just, for me personally, got to this point where it was like obsessive of like, what am I doing wrong? And I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just like, this just isn't working for me. And, you know, like, I don't know. It just, those things that tell you that like external factors are a reflection of like how you're doing or like your value in something is just like that to me was the like no excuses part that was hard, was like the businessy side of things of like, well, if I didn't meet my goal, what were like all of the reasons or all the excuses that I made that were the reasons I didn't meet that or whatever, instead of just being like, no, people just didn't want what I was selling this month, you know?
Exactly. And like, I don't know. I just feel like no excuses just kind of ties into the hustle culture that everyone is like, I feel like it's a topic right now that people are talking about, is like being obsessed with like hustle, hustle, hustle. The hustle doesn't stop. And like everyone's chasing money and like all this stuff. And it's just kind of toxic to think that like we're on this earth to work our asses off 24/7.
Mm-hmm. It's like the rise and grind.
Yeah. Thing. It's like, I should not feel guilty for sleeping in until 7:30. Like I shouldn't feel a pressure to wake up at 5 a.m. because I need to like be doing meditation or like working out or whatever it is that morning people do. Like if you're not a morning person, so fucking what? Do your shit at night.
It doesn't right. matter. And like nobody telling you that like, so, okay, we were talking about this in the last episode where we were saying like the advice of like do the hardest thing in the morning to like get it out of the way doesn't work for us or whatever, because we don't have the motivation to just like get up first thing in the morning, and just personally that doesn't work for us. And so, yeah, it makes me think about this too, of just like toxic positivity can show up in so many different forms in our lives. Like it happens with like hustle culture and it's tied to work because of that. And it happens like within our households because we're doing things like saying like, why didn't I exercise when I cleaned the whole house today? And it's like just little things like that. It gets so ingrained. And I think it all boils down to like, we're trying to be these like perfect or idealistic versions of ourselves. And what you were saying earlier, like social media highlighting all of that, is just like, I think it's giving us all this complex where we are just like trying to be this best version of ourselves, which is good, but it's also like not good if it's putting stress or pressure on us mentally or physically or emotionally or whatever. And being around people, like I had an experience with a person like a year ago now, I guess, where we were having a conversation and they were being like kind of critical of me, which is fine. And I was trying to like explain like where I was coming from and how I was feeling in the conversation.
Wait, and I don't remember this. Am I thinking of the same situation?
Probably. Okay. We've talked about it in reference to this topic before.
Gotcha. Okay. Keep going. Sorry.
But then like the following that interaction, I was like love bombed by that person in like, mm-hmm. you know, like just trying to give me like recommendations of things to read and like, you know, like trying to be buddy buddy, even though we just had this kind of like, you know, adverse interaction with each other. And whenever they would like, you know, we don't talk at all anymore, or have any interactions anymore. But in that weird time following, it was just this weird thing where I was like, am I supposed to like these comments where we're like, you know, I'm seeing comments from a picture I posted 20 weeks ago, and you're saying like that I look so cute with my dogs or whatever. And I'm like, am I supposed to like just be okay now? Like, because you've got some compliments for me. Like, I don't know. There are just so many different ways that people can be like, I'm being positive. I'm leaving nice notes on your Instagram, but I was just mean to you a few days ago. Like, behind the scenes. That sounds
more of like an abusive cycle to me.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that like person isn't a part of my life anymore, and I'm not a part of their life anymore. And that's like fine. And neither of us should be in each other's lives. And I'm not trying to say that like I wasn't to fault in that situation too. Like, I definitely was. But I just like always think about it when I think of like toxic positivity, because I did, even though I wasn't interacting with that person individually, have to interact with them like in a group sense for a little while after, and just was like, I can't put on this like fake everything's happy-go-lucky vibe, you know, like I can't be this like good vibes only person. I like,
oh my God, that's another quote that I'm just like,
right. Yeah.
Good vibes only. Like, I have a shirt that says that, I think, but like, it's just like,
right. You wouldn't tell somebody that.
Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to be upset. Excuse me. Why not?
Right. So yeah, I think it just like shows up in so many different ways, and people don't realize that when someone says like, when somebody's invalidating how you're feeling or saying you're being too emotional about something or whatever, like that's also toxic positivity. Like, mm-hmm. It's also abusive behavior. Yes, but it is toxic positivity. It's like them doing something to try to positively change your outlook, and it's negatively impacting you. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the definition of toxic positivity. Actually pulled it up a little bit earlier. Toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, people should maintain a positive mindset. It's a good vibes only approach to life. Literally in the definition.
Let me go get rid of that shirt. I mean, it is pretty chewy anyway, so.
Oh my gosh, true. If it's not toxically positive, it is definitely chewy.
100%. Oh, actually, no, it just says good vibes. So I feel like fine. It's like good
vibes is fine.
It's like a hippie looking shirt. Like, it has like the 70s. Yeah. Like,
as long as it's not good vibes only, I feel like toxic positivity can be boiled down to that. It's just like making blanket statement positive comments. It's like nothing that you're saying this, you know, goes across the board, good vibes only. That cannot possibly be positive, you know?
Yeah, I know. Am I?
You're back now.
Okay. I was like, did I go away?
You did, but you like froze. And so I was like, I'm talking anyway, so I'll just keep talking.
Low key, you sounded like a robot for a second. And I hope.
No.
Like, but I think because you're recording on yours, it might go. But I don't know, maybe you might want to re-say what you said so that maybe when you...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember like where I started with what I said, because... we were just talking about the... Huh?
You were talking about good vibes only.
Yeah, I was saying anything that's like a blanket statement across the board of like, you know, this is a piece of positive advice and it can be applied to anybody in any circumstance, like... That is toxic positivity. If somebody is trying to claim that like a certain space should only be here for happiness and joyful things and not hard things. Also, anytime any person is saying like they don't want to have hard interactions with you and they only want to have happy-go-lucky interactions with you. Anytime anybody's trying to invalidate your emotions, like that is toxic positivity.
Yes. Especially when you are depressed or going through anxiety or like anything like that, when people who don't understand are giving you advice or trying to console you, it's just like,
yeah. What? Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much all I have is just like, don't give people unsolicited positive advice. Don't like, you know.
Oh, can you dive into the unsolicited advice you get in regards to parenting.
Oh, yeah.
I because mean, that's very toxic positivity, I feel like, because I'm not a mom. And like, I feel like people who are not moms are like trying to tell you like, oh, you know, just do this because they're like a nanny or like they babysit or whatever. Like, it's okay. I feel like to be like, I hope Elle feels better. Like, I hope, you know,
right.
Figure it out. Like,
no, whatever. I know what you mean. Like people who are like teachers or people who are like, you know, have a role with kids, but don't have kids of their own, you know, yeah. Or don't foster kids, or basically a role where you send those kids home to somebody else, or you leave them with their guardians, like where you're not solely responsible for that child, basically. That is like really hard, because unsolicited advice and like toxically positive advice can come from definitely people who don't have kids and are just trying to like come up with a solution for you, which I'm telling you right now, if you don't have kids and you're trying to give somebody with kids a solution, they've already thought of it. And I'm not trying to be mean.
That just is what it is. Like,
and you have to recognize, again, it goes back to like thinking before you talk to somebody, like, am I adding value right now? Or am I just trying to say something because I want to be one of the people to give this person advice, or I want to be one of the people that helps solve the problem. And it's like, I think our knee-jerk reaction is to help a lot of the times, but yeah. So it can either come from people who like don't have kids, or people who do have kids and you're not asking for advice and they feel like they've been through it already, so they are just ready to give you advice. And yeah. I think both of those things come from, again, good intentions, but it's the impact, not the intentions. And the impact a lot of the times is hurtful, because as a parent, the mental load of making daily decisions for your child is a full-time job. It's a lot. And I knew that and thought I understood that before I had Laurel. And like, I can just say, it's just something you don't understand. Like, it just is. And yeah. I'm sorry if anybody is offended by that, but it is just something you cannot understand until you are responsible for a child and keeping them happy and healthy and alive every day, you know? Yeah. And so anyways, if you're like in a situation where you're a parent and you feel like somebody's giving you unsolicited advice, the way that I've been handling it, I don't want to give anybody advice that I haven't like tested myself. So the way that I've been handling it, you don't have to do it this way, is I usually just say something along the lines of like, yeah, like I've heard of that, or if I haven't heard of it, I'll say, oh, interesting, or something like that. But I won't thank them for the advice. Like, I'm not going to say thank you. I'm not going to say I appreciate it, because I don't, because it's not helpful. And a lot of the times as parents, this is what I was going to say before, we feel like advice is judgment on how we're doing things, because every single decision we make is so personal and intimate for our child that you may feel like you're commenting on a cute blanket that they have, but to their parent, it's the only blanket that helped them fall asleep the first night they were sick, or, you know, like just a million little things. And it's not, whether you're a parent or not, unless somebody is asking like, hey, I'm asking for this type of advice from this type of person, unless you've been through that experience and you are the type of person that they're addressing, asking advice from, then just send them well wishes. Just be like, I so hope this works out for you, or I so hope you find a solution, because even if you feel like your advice is warranted, like let's say you have like a life changing piece of advice. Let's just say you do. Let's say it's a miracle and you like have to tell them about this. The best thing you could do is say, hey, I know that you said, you know, you only wanted advice from about this topic or from these people, but I have something I'd like to share with you. Is that okay for me to do? Because another thing is a lot of the times I'll say, like, for instance, I'll put a lot of the times on things with Laurel, like looking for advice from parents only or whatever. And people have asked me before why I do that. And it's also because I know that I can get triggered by certain things. And I'm trying to avoid my boundaries being crossed. So like, if somebody is saying like, I love you, but this advice isn't helpful or whatever, know that you also might be crossing a boundary that they don't feel comfortable sharing with you. And that's just a lesson to not interact with that person the same way next time, you know?
Yeah. And it can go for a lot of different topics. Like it can be about, I don't know, like just going through something hard. Like if you're like trying to help somebody out, you can say, can I tell you what I've been through? Or can I tell you what I've tried? Like it can be such a natural conversation. It doesn't have to be like a, am I going to cross a boundary? Am I going to trigger you if I give you this advice? Like you can easily just say, do you mind if I share something that I went through that you'll probably relate to? Like that is so easy to say. And like, so just naturally flowing. And you know, yeah, it's not hard. And I feel like it kind of reminds me, if anyone has seen Inside by Bo Burnham, it reminds me, I'm obsessed. It reminds me of the part where he's like, can one person shut the fuck up for 1 second? Can one person shut up about one single thing for an hour? I feel like everyone has this need to say what they feel, say their experience, say how they feel about something. And it's like, sometimes it is just nice to just listen to other people. And that's like what people need sometimes. So that's my 2 cents on it. Even though Alice and I literally give unsolicited advice every episode.
But you're tuning into, like, there's a topic, you know what the topic is, you're clicking on the episode. Like it's a full consent thing. We're not making anybody listen to
You don't have to listen. Honestly, like if zero people listened to it, it'd be fine.
Yeah, we would still do it.
so yeah. Yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Well, I mean, I think that we covered the topic from top to bottom. We gave some examples of toxically positive statements. We gave the definition of it. We talked about some examples. We covered, you know, the parenting aspect of like toxic positivity in like unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we covered it from every angle, I think.
We even gave you a solution on if you feel like you're being toxically positive. We gave you a way to avoid it. And it's just ask that person if you can offer your 2 cents or your advice or your experience. You just have to ask. That's it. That's all it is. And stop saying good vibes only and no excuses.
For the love of whatever God you believe in, stop saying good vibes only.
And stop saying stay positive.
Yeah. No. But what you can do is you could go over to our Instagram at @thisis20pod. We'll spell it out at the end. And you could give us, since we are asking for advice, we're asking anybody that wants to give it to us, your favorite ways to stay focused and or organized. So we're going to be talking a little bit about some of those things, you know, just like lifestyle productivity things. And so if you have any advice or knowledge that you'd like to share on that topic, or again, just your favorite ways to stay focused and organized, even if it's just like listening to music, we want to hear.
if you want to, you can even go to like bitch about how you can't focus and how you don't understand how to get organized.
Yeah. And how you need the tips.
Yeah. Like if you just want to bitch about it, go ahead, go on right. our post and bitch.
So you can do that on Instagram at thisis20pod. Blah, blah, blah. At this at this is 20 pod at thisistwentypod. And yeah, if you would like to keep up with the unsolicited advice I'm giving about Free Britney and other topics, you can follow me on Instagram at Allison R. Carpenter at AllisonRCarpenter.
And if you want to, I don't know, I might start talking about positivity, but in like a real way,
right?
Not a toxic way. You can go to my Instagram at val.burns. That is at val.burnes. And we'll talk to you guys next week. I feel like this was a pretty good episode, and we appreciate everyone's solicited advice on our page.
We should make t-shirts that say give solicited advice.
Solicited advice only. You know how people like signs in stores say no solicitors? Is that what they say?
Yeah, or no solicitation or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Solicited advice only.
If we ever have This Is 20 Pod merch, that is definitely going to be a t-shirt.
And if you guys rate us on Apple Podcasts, maybe we will have merch one day, because that'll give us some availability to everyone else. So
yeah, we can make it a reality with just a few reviews on Apple Podcasts, everybody.
Everyone.
All right. Well, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to This Is 20-something. We have new episodes every week, and they are available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to show your support for this podcast, head to anchor.fm/thisis20pod and press the support icon. You can follow us on Instagram at thisis20pod. And if you really love us, you'll find the nearest iPhone user and have them give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. That is where 80 to 90% of listeners in the market find new podcasts. So leaving us as many reviews and ratings as you can really does help us spread the word. See you next week.